in the fact that you this and you that. Amen. A bunch of us have done that. Amen. I guess if I were to go through here and take an inventory, praise God, some of these, I'm looking at the three oxygenarians in here today. Well, no, four. Amen. One, two, three, four, five oxygenarians. You become an oxygenarian when you go over 80 years old. And if you were to ask any one of them, praise God, today, praise God, that if they thought they would have felt the way they feel now.
Yeah.
Man, they'll look you in the eye and say, you got to be crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I remember when I used to could go out all night long.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But them days are no longer here.
Yeah.
Praise God. So the final thing that after we have denied ourselves, secondly, we must take up our cross.
Yeah, take it up.
Last thing that we must do is that we got to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
We got to follow Christ. Amen. You see, following Christ is a daily decision.
Yeah.
It's a daily walk with Jesus. Yeah. Christianity is not an add-on to our already full self-directed way of life. Discipleship means deliberately choosing to follow another person's way rather than making our own. You see, if we follow Jesus Christ, it means some things to me. It means that I'm going to talk like Jesus talked.
Yeah.
It means that I'm going to walk like Jesus walked.
Yeah.
It means that I'm going to forgive like Jesus forgave.
Yeah.
It means to me that I'm going to serve others like Jesus served.
Yeah.
And it sure enough means to me that I'm going to pray like Jesus prayed.
Yeah.
You see, when I was a little boy, I used to hear my grandmother walk through the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a song that she would sing, praise God, as she got older.
Yeah.
She would sing, "Where He Leads Me, I'll Follow."
Yeah.
Where He Leads Me, I'll Follow. You see, a committed follower of Jesus Christ, praise God, is going to take into consideration the things that are outlined in our covenant. Our church covenant is going to take into consideration those things that are laid out in our church mission statement. It's going to take into consideration those things that are in our church credo. It's going to take into consideration those things that are outlined in our church vision.
Yeah.
Praise God, because if you look at our mission, our mission is wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, praise God, into making disciples out of this world. And I'm here to tell you today, praise God, where He leads me, I'm sure enough going to follow. I like that song, praise God, because the words of that song says something. If you got your book and you look at verse 1, it says, I hear my Savior calling. How many of y'all hear your Savior calling? He says, I hear my Savior calling. I hear my Savior calling. And what is He calling us to do? Take up your cross and follow me. But verse 2 goes on to say, I go with Him through the garden. I go with Him through the garden. I go with him through the garden. I'll go with him all the way. If you look at verse 3, it says I'll go with him through judgment. Don't you know that there's going to be a judgment day? I'll go with him through the judgment. I will go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him all the way. Praise God, you see, after having calling on Jesus, after having gone with him through the garden, after having gone with him through judgment, praise God, it makes sense for verse number 4. He says, he will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. And I'll go with him all the way. And then when you get to the chorus, this what grandmother used to walk through the house saying. She says, where he leads me, I'll follow. Where he leads me, I'll follow. Where he leads me, I'll follow. I'll go with him all the way. You see, being committed followers of Jesus Christ is a sure enough way, praise God, to enter into the kingdom of God. You see, Jesus was committed. Praise God, he was committed to the will of his Father. He was committed to the point, praise God, where one Friday evening, he took a cross across his shoulder, walked up a hill called Calvary. Praise God, they pierced him in his side. After nailing him to that cross. Praise God, not only that, they put a crown of thorns upon his head. Lifted him up high, stretched him out wide. Praise God, and the Bible tells us that he died. He died because he was committed. Somebody say, what was he committed for? He was committed, praise God, for going to Calvary because he looked all the way down the road. Praise God, and saw one nappy head boy by the name of Joseph Martin. And he knew that I was going to need some salvation. And he went on that cross and he died so that I can live. And I'm so glad today because he died. I'm so glad today because he died. Because he died, I know where I'm going to spend eternity. There is no doubt in my mind, praise God, that after I lay down this life, praise God, the next person I'm going to see, praise God, I'm going to see Jesus. There's some folks said, praise God, when I die, I want to see mama. I want to see daddy. I want to see sister. I want to see brother. I want to see my son. I want to see my daughter. I want to see my aunt. I want to see my uncle. But when, praise God, I lay down this life, I want to see all of them first too. But the first person that I want to see is a man by the name of Jesus. And you know what I want to hear him say, praise God? I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, but come on up and I'm going to make you a ruler over many. Praise God. I'm talking about being committed followers of Jesus Christ. We have to be committed. We have to be committed to him. Praise God. Why? Because he is, in fact, the author. Not only is he the author, he's the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Who for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. He despised all of the shame. And guess what? Because of his commitment, he now sits at the right hand of God the Father. Guess what he's doing? He's interceding for you and I. Praise God. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Praise God. We're going to now open the doors of the church. There might be somebody here today. Amen. And say, Pastor, Preacher, I have not really been committed. I have not really been committed to following Jesus Christ. See the hands of the whole people in here. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love made me whole. Only Jesus. This is the last time. Only Jesus is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome ruler,
gentle redeemer,
God with us, yeah. You are tuned into the spiritual warfare.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further.
You were born
into the Word
in a
manger.
We stop reading at Psalms 96 and 1. And it says we are to sing a new song unto the Lord in praise, and to ascribe glory and honor to his name. Psalms 96 and 7 says, God's presence is so much greater than we can comprehend, and he is the source of everything good.